Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. As believers, we are called by Jesus to do greater works than He did. You may ask, how is that even possible? You might even be thinking, surely, Jesus didn't mean we are to do the same miracles He did while walking this earth. But as we read the Word of God, we find out that is exactly what He meant, and that the power to do these greater works is tied directly to receiving the Holy Spirit. Like a parent wanting their child to have more success than they managed to achieve, that's the way Jesus is. The question for each of us is, how dependent and obedient to the Holy Spirit are we so we can experience this same power Jesus used to do the great works that He did? In today's message titled, Power to Do Greater Works, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to choose to walk in God's plan, doing the works that Jesus did, and even greater works. Let's join in.
In John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus made tremendous promises. There could be no greater promises than the two contained in this text of Scripture. They are the most astonishing, exciting, breathtaking, outstanding, almost unbelievable, impossible promises to be found anywhere in the Bible. He said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." You see, the truth is, when most people come to this verse, they just read over it and say, "Oh, I know what it says, but it might mean something else," because he certainly couldn't have meant that. You see, he said, "Whoever believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." That's what Jesus said. Jesus said his disciples would do what he did, and even greater works than what he did. So, what did he mean by that? What he's saying is that it's not limited to those disciples, but it includes us, you and me. Secondly, it's all in the future tense, that future tense from when he spoke it. He said, "Not in spite that I go to the Father, but because I go to the Father, this is true. The things that you see me doing, he said, you would do also, and greater works than these you would do. Not if I go, but because I am going to the Father." Not limiting to them, but in the future tense. Everything following the crucifixion, his resurrection, and his ascension. God works in wonderful ways. You need more than a religion will give you, my friend. If only we knew how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, we would do the same work that He did, and greater works will we do. Some people have focused on the greater works and forgotten Jesus said we would do the same works that He did. Think about the works that Jesus did. The gospel are filled with physical miracles that Jesus performed. For example, He healed the sick, He cleansed the lepers, and raised the dead. He made blind eyes see and deaf ears hear. He made the lame walk. He turned water into wine. He fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He walked on water and he raised Lazarus from the dead. That's just to mention a few. We can and should be doing these same works and move on to the greater works that he's talking about. That sounds like we may have to be prideful and egotistical to say whatever Jesus did, I will do the same and even do greater works. People may think, "Oh, you are proud." But it's not so. That's what the word says. You may say, "I believe it because it's in the Bible." But do you believe it in your everyday life? When Jesus said, "The works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father," did he really mean what he said? I never preached at a crusade without seeing devils being cast out and sicknesses being healed. people come to be prayed for and they receive answers to their problems. He gave us power to heal all type of sicknesses and to cast out demons. I have seen sicknesses healed and demon possessed set free in my open air crusades. So what did Jesus mean when he said, greater works will we do? What is greater than healing of cancer? What is greater than raising the dead? What could be greater than go your way, your soul lives? What's greater than casting out demons? You see, you may say he couldn't possibly have meant that. So it's easy to skip over and move on and say, well, this is one of those verses that has a mysterious meaning. And one of these days, when we get to heaven, we will understand what it means. No, my friend. God wants us to understand right now what it means. First of all, he said, truly, truly, I say unto you, he who believes in me, that means not only his disciples, but anyone who believes in him, which includes you and me. Greater works because I go to my Father. You know, during his time on this earth, he could still the troubled water. He could calm the storm. He could say your sins have been forgiven you. But there was something Jesus couldn't do. He could not stand before the dying world and say, look upon me, the resurrected Christ, and be transformed. Even though he had all power, he could not say, look upon me, the resurrected Christ, you sinner. Even though he was equal with the Father and equal with the Holy Spirit, and even though he had the power to forgive all sins, this great mediator who will one day be our perfect judge could not say, look upon me, the resurrected Christ, and see the transforming power of my shed blood. What happened after Jesus left? The Holy Spirit came upon believers. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Witnesses to who? I pray that the Holy Spirit will let you see your responsibility, my friend. It's marvelous to see cancer healed. Manifesting himself with the healing of the physical body is so wonderful, but that's only secondary. Greater things shall you do, greater than healing the body, but to be a living testimony of his saving power. Hallelujah. Our first duty is to show the whole world his transforming power. We must constantly be conscious of that. The Holy Spirit sees Jesus in our lives. He has given us power to live for God and do greater works. He can do exceedingly abundantly above what we expect or ask, according to the power that works in us. You know, there's greatness of his power towards us who believe in him. He said, whoever is in us is greater than the one out there. So we got the power to do greater works that Jesus Christ is referring to. You say we have the power to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God has given us his word. The Bible is his revelation. God still performs miracles through his word. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. That's a great promise, you know. Here was Jesus. He never left the borders of Palestine. Think of what Jesus actually did during his lifetime on earth. He never preached outside Palestine. During his time on this earth, Europe never heard the gospel. It was into the Mediterranean world that the early disciples went and won for Christ. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, preached the gospel to thousands of people. The Bible said 3,000 people were added to the church. I don't think of any time that Jesus had that type of response. When it came to a matter of numbers and extent and changing power, the message of the cross and the resurrected Christ were even greater than the works of Jesus in his earthly ministry. In fact, one time in John chapter 6, he said to his disciples, are you living too? Jesus never had big crowds that lasted very long. At certain times in his earthly mission, it seemed as if Jesus was engaging in a failed project. But he came with power and accomplished his mission on this earth. And we are here to spread the word of God and make sure that the work that he did, we are doing greater than that. When his mission encountered serious opposition in Galilee, his followers too began to fall away. Jesus was the suffering servant. He endured pain, suffering, and sorrow. Whenever crowds followed him, he talked about suffering, death, and the cross, and they couldn't stand it. When Jesus was given instruction in Capernaum, many of his disciples, on hearing it, exclaimed, "This is more than we can stomach. Why listen to this talk?" From that time on, the Bible says many of his disciples withdrew and no longer went about with him. I can read you some few scriptures. John chapter 6 verse 60 says this. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" And also in John chapter 6 verses 66 and 67, Bible says, "From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him." You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. You see, his mission in Galilee, despite moments of popularity and interest, encountered great opposition. Jesus himself said, "A prophet will always be held in honor, except in his hometown and among his people and family." You see, Mark chapter 6, verses 4 to 6 says that Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown." You see, in his own town, among his relatives, and his own home. He could not do any miracles there except lay hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. That's Mark chapter 6, verses 4 to 6. You see? So these setbacks were reflected in his parables. The parable of the sower, who sowed so much seed on useless soil, speaks of those who hear the word of the kingdom but fail to understand it. Such people were the majority of Christ's hearers. They were the majority of those audiences that really heard him, who did not respond to his central message. Rejection, once again, is the parable of the vineyard. You see, the vineyard, where the tenants behaved terribly towards their landlord. The parable of the tenants is an example of parable that wasn't appreciated by the people Jesus addressed. You can read that in Mark chapter 12 or Matthew 21 and Luke chapter 20. Jesus then quoted Psalm 118 verse 22 about the stone which the builders rejected. Surely it would become the main cornerstone in the end. You see, that stone which was rejected, which was Jesus Christ, now we do greater works and it has become the actual stone, the main cornerstone. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in scriptures? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this and it is marvelous in our eyes." And that's the message we need to tell the world. After Peter healed the lame beggar at the temple gate called Beautiful, the rulers had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them, "By what power or what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Hallelujah. The message of the gospel is what everyone needs and what believers will have to use to do greater works that Jesus promised. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he's at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.